Joining us in the studio today is actually a new National FFA officer. He is from Mexico, Grant Norflate. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you here. I think it was just a little over a month and a half ago you were in Indianapolis for the National FFA convention. You're vying for this national officer's position. Tell us a little bit about that and some of the roles of your job, if you will.
Certainly. So I was elected the 2023-2024 National FFA Secretary on November 4th at National FFA Convention Indianapolis. And a part of the experience with that is, you know, it's an 8-day interview process, interviewing against other folks. And what the National FFA Officer Team does is there are 6 of us across the country that get to serve in this capacity for the nation's largest student-led organization. But first and foremost, I'm the student voice for our organization, serve on the board of directors in our organization. And then we also get to visit students exactly where they get to call home, visit their state FFA conventions, or even get to visit with their schools and meet with them as well. So a variety of tasks, and we also serve as ambassadors for the organization as well. So I get to do business and industry visits with our sponsors and donors who help support FFA as well.
That is very awesome. I was kind of looking on your Facebook page this morning, and I had no idea, but you had a visit to the White House recently. Tell us a little bit about that. When did that happen, and what was it for, if you will?
So after I got elected, you know, they sent us home after we did a little bit of onboarding, and I had gotten a message from our coordinators at National FFA saying that we were invited to the White House the week of Thanksgiving to visit with him when he pardoned the Thanksgiving turkeys.
Okay.
And so we had booked some flights real quick and made it out to D.C. on the Monday of Thanksgiving week, and we got to experience that along with some other FFA members from the New England to Washington, D.C. area as well. And so that was a really neat experience, getting to see our country in action and getting to see the president pardon the turkey and celebrate a little bit more about production agriculture. We even got to snag a selfie with the president as well, shook one of my teammates' hand, actually took her phone out of her hand and took a selfie with our team. And so that was a really cool experience. Not sure how many 20-year-olds get to say that they got to meet the president of the United States. So that was a really neat experience and get to celebrate American agriculture as well.
Absolutely. You have a 1-year term. Is that the way I understand it as the secretary?
Yes, 1-year term. I'll serve until I'll retire at the end of National FFA Convention in October of 2024.
What do the next couple of months look like for you? I think you're going to be all over the United States and maybe even a trip outside of the country.
Yes, for sure. So I'm going to be real familiar with the airport for sure with this role, but my teammates and I get to travel the country and get to visit students and state associations. So here in a few days, I'm going to fly back to Indianapolis, finish up some training, and get to meet with a couple students in Florida and North Carolina area. And then at the end of January, my teammates and I will fly to Japan for 2 weeks, get to meet with the future farmers of Japan and do some international agricultural experiences over there. And after that, National FFA Week hits at the end of February, my teammates and I will split up and fly out on our own and get to visit a variety of state FFA conventions. I have 8 state conventions assigned to me. I'm going to be everywhere from Alaska all the way over to Delaware. So going to make my way through the Midwest as well. I'm getting to experience that. And then we'll do some experiences in Washington, D.C. as well. And then, like I said earlier, meet with some of those business and industry partners sprinkled in between as well. And then ultimately we'll culminate with National FFA Convention at the end of October.
You're a traveling man and a busy man, Grant Norflate.
Oh, for sure. For
Absolutely. Sure. So I appreciate you coming on here this morning. Want to wish you the best of luck. And again, congratulations on your new position with the National FFA.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate you having me on today.